WCWP, Brookville, 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.
This is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on WCWP, Brookville. Let's go across Long Island Sound into Westchester, where we find Bob James and his song, Westchester Lady. Olay, 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass and the Wrecking Crew with The Lonely Bull, El Solo Toro, the title track and the first track on Herb's first Tijuana Brass album in 1962. Before that, Bob James with something from his third album, Three, in 1976, Westchester Lady. Bob wrote and arranged the song, conducted the orchestra, and played Rhodes piano. Grover Washington Jr. was on soprano sax, Eric Gale and Hugh McCracken doubled up on guitar, Will Lee on bass, Harvey Mason on drums and percussion by Ralph McDonald. This next song takes us back to the 60s, 1963 to be exact, one year after The Lonely Bull. It's the Dave Brubeck Quartet with another title track, Bossa Nova USA.
Hi there, Chemo Savvy. This is Big Dan Ingram. Whenever I'm on the Merriweather campus and my bosses in New York don't know about it, I always listen to WCWP at 88.1 in Brookville, New York. Love it.
Surely you also love Dixie Dregs with Free Fall, the title track to their 1977 album, written by Steve Morse, who played guitars and keyboards. The rest of the Dregs are Alan Sloan on strings, Andy West on bass, Stephen Davidowski also on keyboards, and Rod Morgenstein on drums and percussion. Before that, the Dave Brubeck Quartet with Bossa Nova USA, also a title track in 1963. Dave wrote it and was on piano. Paul Desmond, who Bob James worked with in his CTI days, played alto sax, Eugene Wright on double bass, and Joe Morello on drums. Special effects is next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
WCWP is your home for great music
and the free WCWP mobile app. Stay golden.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
We started the first segment in Westchester. We start this one on the West Coast. Santa Barbara Beach by Special Effects. Dave Grusin with First Time Love. We all remember our first, don't we? On 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. That's from Migration in 1989, a GRP album, Grusin Rosen Productions. Dave wrote it with Harvey Mason, who we heard earlier with Bob James. Mace once again played drums, Dave played piano and keyboards, Abe Laboriel was on bass, and Mike Fisher provided percussion. Before that, George Jinda provided percussion on a song by his and Chiele Minucci's band, Special Effects, Santa Barbara Beach, from their album Global Village in 1992, an album also released on GRP. George wrote that with keyboardist Sachi, who doesn't play. Kenny Werner plays keyboards on Santa Barbara Beach with Chiele Minucci on guitars, Lionel Cordue on drums, Gerald Veasley on bass, and Bob Mincer on tenor sax toward the end. Bob will be back on Iwi, electronic wind instrument, with Yellow Jackets and WDR Big Band next hour. In the meantime, it's Earl Clue on guitars in the year of our Lord 1986. The Traveler is the song from his Life Stories album. Kenny G with The Joy of Life here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org from Breathless in 1992. There is much joy in life. This show is a joy to do each week. Kenny wrote The Joy of Life and played soprano sax and all other instruments not played by Paulinho da Costa, percussion, and Dean Parks, guitar. Before that, another song with The in the title, The Traveler, by guitarist Earl Clue from Life Stories in 1986. The Traveler has a short second part, but you can find that on the album. Earl wrote it and played guitars. Greg Fillinganes and Tom Hall doubled up on keyboards. Gene Dunlap was on drums, Jimmy Malin on percussion, and the orchestra was arranged and conducted by Don Sebesky, another CTI name. He had that big giant box album in 1973 with anybody and everybody that was on CTI at the time. Bob James, George Benson, Paul Desmond, Jackie and Roy, etc. The first Mindy Hebert song I ever played leads off the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
Alana here inviting you to check out the Rockin' Sunday Show.
And WCWP.org.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
From her It Just Happens That Way album, it's Mindy Hebert with Lucy's. FM and WCWP.org. Ken Navarro with Wake Up Call from Island Life in 2000. These days, my body's wake-up call tends to come around 6 a.m. Ken wrote that and played guitars and keyboards. Dan LaMaestro was on piano and keyboards. Gary Granger on bass. Blues Webb on drums and percussion by Kevin Prince. Before that, a song I played on the old Mike Shimeri show on web radio WCWP, now The Wave, Lucy's by Mindy Hebert from It Just Happens That Way in 2003. Lucy's was written by Mindy and Matthew Hager. Mindy played alto sax, keyboards, and sang those da-da-da vocals. Matthew played guitar, keyboards, and programming, and Greg Manning played organ and Rhodes piano. Hour one will end with the band Hiroshima, but first, someone Ken Navarro and Mindy Hebert have worked with, Jay Rowe, and his song Pleasure Island. And speaking of the Disney World Pleasure Island, it no longer exists. These days, it's The Landing and the central part of Disney Springs. And with that tidbit out of the way, here's Pleasure Island by Jay Rowe.
Support for WCWP comes from MapTunes.
Visit us at WCWP.org and click on the support tab.
WCWP, Brookville, LIU Public Radio, 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.
This is Hour 2 of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on WCWP, Brookville. Hour 1 ended with Another Wish by Hiroshima, the sequel to One Wish, which was on Another Place. And Another Wish is from The Bridge in 2003, same year as Mindy Hebert's song. Like the original in 1985, Dan Kuramoto wrote Another Wish and played keyboards. June Kuramoto was on koto, Kimo Cornwell on piano, Danny Yamamoto on drums, Dean Cortez on bass, Fred Schreuders on guitar, and percussion by Richie Gahate Garcia. Before that, Jay Rowe with Pleasure Island from Laugh Out Loud. You know, LOL, in 2001. Jay wrote Pleasure Island and played piano and keyboards. Chris Parks played guitars, bass, and drum programming, and David Mann was on saxophone. Hour two begins with Anders Enger Jensen's tribute to Laserdisc, specifically its early days, known as Discovision, under MCA and Philips. The song title is Discovision, and it features samples from side one of the 1979 disc, operating instructions for the MCA Discovision PR7820 system. Take it away, J.D. Cannon.
Welcome to the world of MCA Discovision. To begin playback of a disc, turn the player power on. Place the disc on the spindle. Use the play button to start.
88.1 FM and WCWP.org, the U.S. Air Force Band Airmen of Note, with Christian McBride's The Shade of the Cedar Tree from the 2020 Jazz Heritage Series. That's one of two songs on the album from Christian's 1995 debut, Gettin' to It. The other is the title track. The Shade of the Cedar Tree featured Christian on bass along with Master Sergeants Luke Brandon on trumpet, Grant Langford on tenor sax, and Jeff Reeser on guitar. Dan LaMaestra, who we heard earlier with Ken Navarro, was also in an armed forces band, the Navy Commodores Jazz Ensemble. Before that, Anders Enger Jensen with a tribute to Laserdisc, Discovision, which contains samples from side one of the introductory video, operating instructions for the MCA Discovision PR7820 system, or Discovision, since that's how actor J.D. Cannon said it in the video. And that's on Retro Grooves Volume 3 in 2018. Volume 2 was released earlier that year. Back to 2020 for Randy Brecker, also on the Airmen of Notes album, and Eric Marienthal, and the last song on their Double Dealin' album, Habanero. Randy Brecker and Eric Marienthal with Habanero on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org from their Double Dealin' album in 2020. Eric played alto, tenor, and baritone sax and wrote the song with George Whitty, who played keyboards and bass programming. Randy played the trumpets, and Eric's fellow Chick Corea Electric Band alumnus Dave Weckel was on drums. Another saxophonist named Eric, Eric Darius, is next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
So I get this call from my grandma, and she's like,
available now on iOS and Android devices.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
Eric Darius is going all out on the title track to his 2008 album, Going All Out.
Hey, what's going on? It's me, Jim Robley, and let me tell you something. There's no better way to relax than with Instrumental Invasion and my good friend Mike Shimeri on your radio. I mean, come on, forget about it.
No, you forget about it. That was David Benoit with New Creation, new at the time anyway, from Earthglow in 2010. David played piano, Rhodes piano, keyboards, and sequence programming. David Hughes was on bass, Jamie Tate on drums, and Brad Dutz with percussion. Before that, Eric Darius with Going All Out from Going All Out in 2008. Eric played tenor and alto sax and wrote that with fellow saxophonist Darren Ron. Darren played saxophones in the horn section along with guitar, keyboards, Rhodes piano, and drum programming. Darren's twin brother Jason played trumpets and flugelhorn in the horn section with Frank Selman also on guitar and Mel Brown on bass. Next, two songs from 2013, starting with a song that all members had a hand in writing. Odds Get Even. I get it. By Spyro Gyra. This is 88.1 FM and WCWP.org, and that was Ali Silk, At Your Service, from Razor Sharp Brit. He sure is. In 2013, Ali played piano, keyboards, and programming. Julian Vaughn played lead bass. Orefo Orakwe played rhythm bass. Mark James was on guitar. And horns were provided by Gary Honor and Marty Duck. No, don't duck. That's his name. Before that, also in 2013, Spyro Gyra with Odds Get Even from the Rhinebeck Sessions. The members at the time that played on that song were Jay Beckenstein on tenor sax, Tom Schumann on keyboards, Julio Fernandez on guitar, Scott Ambush on bass, and Lee Pearson on drums and percussion, like Rod Morgenstein with Dixie Dregs last hour. The combined powers of Mike Stern and Jeff Lorber Fusion activate next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
I can't take it anymore.
And WCWP.org.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Mm-hmm. Here's Mike Stern and Jeff Lorber Fusion with Mike's composition, Newsom, NU SOM. FM and WCWP.org. Lisa Hilton with No Sleep Until Brooklyn? Not in this case. And that's from More Than Another Day in 2020. Lisa wrote No Sleep Until and played piano. Luquez Curtis was on bass and Rudy Royston on drums. Before that, Mike Stern and Jeff Lorber Fusion with Newsom, two words, from 11 in 2019. Mike wrote Newsom and played guitar. Jeff was on keyboards. Jimmy Haslip on bass. Dave Weckl returned on drums. And Mike's wife, Lainey, played the ngoni. The last song of the show is by Jimmy Haslip's old band, Yellow Jackets, combining with the WDR Big Band, and a song Bob Mintzer, from both bands and on that special effects song Last Hour, wrote for the Jackets' Run for Your Life album in 1994 when Jimmy was still a member. The Red Sea is the song, and this version is on Jackets XL in 2020. It features Bob Mintzer on iwi, who also arranged and conducted, and Russell Ferrante on piano. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. So long.